Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's March 25th and 26th, depending on when you're listening to this. For my running friends, if you're listening to this, you can get over to Gilmanton. It's the first race of the Capital Era Race Series, and that's Saturday in Gilmanton at 9 a.m. Or alternatively, there's a half marathon in the Millennium Running Series, and that's at 10 o'clock on Saturday, the 25th. But with the weather turning, we've had a pretty rough February to some extent with a couple of early storms, then everything melted away, and then it came back. It's starting to again melt this last couple of weeks. So with me, and it's appropriate now that we can talk about some baseball, with me is the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw. Mike, thank you for joining me this weekend in March. I'm sure you're very busy, so I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Tom.
Okay, so let's start with you. So you're now the president and general manager. So I know when I interview you in the past and other people like Jenna, people are always interested in the career path. So tell us how you wound your way up to be the president of this great organization.
Well, I started in the fall of 2006. Never thought in a million years, I'm starting my 11th season in 2017, but never thought I'd be the president of the organization, let alone what I've become prior to that. It really, I've just fallen in love with the business of baseball, the community aspect, being able to give back in the ways that we are able to do so through every single year. The nonprofit organizations that we're able to partner with, and just the business of, building memories and meeting with people is tremendous, and it's been very rewarding. So I'm excited for this challenge for 2017. A lot of stuff going on, which I'm sure we'll get into, but very excited.
That's awesome. I mean, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats are a role model for organizations in terms of, giving back to the community and also having its own foundation. It just seems like, Mike, I saw you at the baseball dinner, and we said to each other, well, before you know it, it'll be the season, and here we are. So you'll see this. You're a lot younger than me, Mike, but you'll see this. The older you get, we start sounding like our grandparents, it moves fast, and you've already mentioned offline how your kids are already growing up right before your eyes. So anyway, I'm so glad you're with me. So we have about 17 days or so to opening day. So tell us, there was a great recognition event for documenting the renovation project, and as I understand it, is the biggest in team history. So tell us what we'll see in the sort of a transformational way at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium this season.
Well, during the off season, Art and our previous president and general manager, Rick Brenner, were talking about different ways and different improvements to make with the stadium. And since that time, since August, we've developed myself, Jim Flavin, we've got a Fulcrum, who is our general contractor, and we also work with Market Square Architecture out of Portsmouth, develop a really unique and different experience at the ballpark. In years past, you'd get up to the top of the stairs, there'd be an empty cement slab there, and you'd see the hood milk bottle, and some tables would be set up. Now, when people come to the top of the stairs, they're going to be welcomed with a water feature that's very New Hampshire-esque, granite-looking, double-sided waterfall being built by Stonemakers out of Merrimack. And then we're putting in a stage on that patio. We're also adding a tiki bar to that area. And then when fans go into the bar and grill, one of our new group areas was located in front. The picnic area has now become tiered seating, very similar to the Green Monster, where groups of 25 or more can get an all-you-can-eat buffet, and they'll actually be sitting in seats just like the Green Monster seats at Fenway.
Wow, so you walk in, there's a stunning waterfall. It's like bringing your kids to the Flume, but you're right here at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium.
That's the plan.
Well, let's get right into it. I'll write it into some how people can get tickets. I know they can call 641-2005. actually visit the box office, which is on One Line Drive in Manchester, or NewHampshireFisherCats.com. So is the box, what are the office hours for the box office?
The box office is open from 9 o'clock until 5:30, Monday through Friday. And on Saturdays, that'll be starting, I think, next week from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And again, the number, though, is if you want to call, is 641-2005, or you can get individual tickets online at NewHampshireFisherCats.com. So tell us, okay, so the opening day is April 6th. There's a magnet giveaway courtesy of Energy North Propane. So you have knots in your stomach? Is it excitement? I mean, with the snow that we've had, although I know with this week the weather has melted a lot of it away, what are some of the things that you worry about as the president of the Fisher Cats?
There's a lot to worry about. It's a good anxiety. I've had it every single year. You know, all the planning that we do during the off season, making sure that all the pieces are in place so that when opening day comes on April 6th, we can execute flawlessly and entertain our fans. You know, our number one goal is to make sure that our fans are you know, enjoying themselves in a safe environment, and you know, we're getting the field ready. The snow's almost gone. You know, signage, getting that put up. Programs, we'll get our roster hopefully this coming week. So a lot of different things that we've been working on during the off season. It's just getting that implemented, and you throw in that project as well, making sure that's going on time. So far, so good. Knock on wood.
And in terms of the featured games, I know one of the hot games, of course, is when the future Red Sox come in, and they're coming in 11 times in 2017, including May 22nd and 25th, July 13th through 16th, and July 24th to 26th. I know when I first started to go to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and the Portland Sea Dogs were in, probably three-quarters of the folks honestly there were rooting for the Sea Dogs. But now it seems like everybody's really behind New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and it's kind of like the best of both worlds. We get to see some up-and-coming Red Sox players, and yet we can still root for our local team.
We love the fact that, you know, we have the Portland Sea Dogs come into town. And to your point, you know, I can remember the day that, or the season that switched, when it's our job to make these fans of the Red Sox, Fisher Cats fans first, but always be Red Sox fans. So the time when that happened, it was really nice to see, you know, wearing a Red Sox hat and a Fisher Cats shirt or vice versa. Really, I think a lot of the stuff that we've done in the community and the promotions to keep it exciting and fresh has definitely helped us convert those fans to Fisher Cats fans.
Awesome. Why don't you, Mike, talk a little bit about there's probably 17 special giveaway nights in 2017. So why don't you talk about that, and also maybe explain to the listening audience. I know when I've been in some of your conference rooms, you have right after the season ends, there's a huge whiteboard of new ideas plus some staple ideas. I think we all understand that the Atlas fireworks are still and remain a huge hit. So how you combine, you know, sort of keeping the traditional things that work, but also kind of, you know, refresh. Talk about that process and then how it ended up with these 17 giveaway nights.
During the off season, we're always looking at what the latest and greatest is going to be. What are the new promotions that are coming out for giveaways, working with different vendors at the Eastern League meetings as well as the baseball winter meetings. And then you put together, these are the ideas that we're looking at, and then we sit with our marketing team and we sit down, and that would be Jenna Raises, and we would sit down as a group and say, all right, this is what we want to do. And we look at those items and see how well they'll fit within our market. So by far, fireworks, the Atlas Fireworks shows are the most popular events that we have. But we've got some pretty cool you know, giveaways scheduled for 2017. You know, starting, we've got the three hats every year. We've always done these hats. They're very popular. You know, we've got the April 26th is presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Then we have another one May 17th and June 21st. We have an all-star pennant. As you know, we're hosting the Eastern League All-Star Game presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Cool 603 replica jersey giveaway. And then this one, I think, is gonna do really, really well. It's the Ryan Schimpf on a Barbie bobblehead.
Tell us about that. That's July 24th, presented by Fairpoint. Tell me more about the Ryan on the Barbie.
So that was coming, just, you want to come up with something that's going to get attention. And one of those ideas was thrown out there, and it's the whole shrimp on the Barbie you know, playing off of that. So literally it's Ryan Schimpf. Yeah, we reached out to him, shared with him the idea. He gave us the okay. And it's him standing on a barbecue grill with shrimp on it. It's hysterical. We should have a lot of fun with it. And hopefully we'll get some attention for it.
Tell us about August 1st as a vintage Fisher Cats bobblehead presented again by Northeast Delta Dental. Tell us what that night's all about.
So this is your, if you can remember back, the old school bobbleheads where they all looked the same, but they had a different jersey. They're like the heads are bigger. It's literally a vintage bobblehead in a Fisher Cats uniform. Again, courtesy of Northeast Delta Dental. Never done a vintage bobblehead. So we're interested to see how that's received by the fans. I think they'll enjoy it. It's always something to add to collection. You know, looking around, there's bobbleheads right around here, and then you can look and see something that hasn't been there since the 1950s. So it should be a lot of fun. That's something new that we're adding this year as well.
And tell us about Star Wars Night on June 10th.
That's grown year over year. We are working with Lucasfilms. Star Wars Night will be on June 10th. We do have the R2-D2 jersey. So last year it was Darth Vader. This year it's R2-D2, and then we will auction those off after the game. We also have brought back, I think for the first time last year, we had Wally the Green Monster come out at the end of the season. This year he'll be coming out to greet fans on July 13th. So you want to make sure when the Portland Sea Dogs come out there, I'm pretty sure that's an Atlas fireworks show as well. But you get to see Wally the Green Monster.
Okay, so you can see how creative Mike and his team are. And again, if you'd like to buy tickets, that number is 641-2005 or NewHampshireFisherCats.com, or just drop down to the box office at One Line Drive right at the stadium. In addition to all of these specialty giveaway nights, of course, the Fisher Cats, as mentioned at the top, are very community-orientated. And before the commercial break, Mike, let's talk about play ball for Chad Knight on May 5th, and then we'll after commercial break, we'll talk about the All-Star game.
Play ball for Chad Knight. We've been doing that for several years now, where we donate 50% of the proceeds of the individual tickets to Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. We'll have limited edition superhero jerseys that we'll be wearing for that event. MUR will have a presence at the ballpark. In years past, we've had different things with, you know, fun interactive games, broadcasts from the stadium, so on and so forth. So it's a great partner working with WMUR to benefit the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. It's been very successful for the past several years, and that's something that we've continued to do.
That is so awesome, and just watching recently in the last week, the Battle of the Badges and a fundraiser for Chad. I think we're so blessed in New Hampshire to have Dartmouth Hitchcock and an organization like the Fisher Cats, which will donate 50% of the proceeds. So please stay tuned for more of Mike Ramshaw, President and General Manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Please stay tuned.